Well, praise the Lord. This is Apostle Lewis. Welcome to the broadcast today. I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to encourage you to get your Bible, get your notepad and a pen. We're getting ready to go into a message entitled The Common Salvation. God's got only one plan of salvation for all of his people, and it's common, which means it is shared by all of the family of God. Let's go look at that one plan of salvation. In the name of Jesus, God bless you.
This is the eternal document of the Word of God. Now, can't nothing in this Bible be adjusted. You can't say, well, I trust God. He understand me. His grace is so powerful. This Bible is what he's going to judge us by. So these messages line to thousands of people. He said, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. I ain't nobody work it out but you. You got to make some personal decisions now. Now, how do you work it out? Here's the key right here. Obey. Because he said, wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, obedience is the key. Go to the next one. Go to James 1 and 22 and look at verse 25. Now, I want to show you how to work out your own salvation, how to work it out. Remember, Jesus was governed by the word. Why? Because he was showing you how to live your Christian life. The word governed Jesus. The word going to have to govern your life. You know why I don't sin no more? You know why I stay righteous every day? Because I'm conscious of what this Bible's saying. Anything that I've forgotten, the Holy Spirit brings back to my memory when I need it. Because there, I can't remember everything in this book. But if I'm about to do something and my spirit troubles me, I know my spirit troubling me because he know there's something in this book that I forgot. But if I know he's troubling me, don't do it. As simple as that. Don't do something that your spirit is troubling you over, and don't do what the word is clear on, and you'll please God. You'll go to heaven when you die. How hard is that? That's called working out your own salvation with fear and trembling. I feel God. I feel going to hell too. I ain't going to hell for nobody. If my whole family want to go, they can go. I hope they don't. I'm praying they don't. But if they want to go, I ain't going, Christy. I love them all. I don't love you that much, Judy. I love you. Amen. I'm going to heaven. And I'm going to do this book. Everything in it, I'm going to do it. And if you say you can't do it, you ain't born again. Work out your own salvation. The Bible said with fear and trembling. People need to be trembling. If they know what's coming. Ooh, Jesus. My mind flashing. Think about that judgment day. Ooh, Jesus. It ain't going to be nice. And preachers done lied to folks like the judgment seat of Christ is going to be all rewards. That ain't in the Bible. Go read your Bible. And preaching lying. They lying. That judgment, the Bible said, knowing the terror of the Lord. Talking about the judgment seat of Christ. If it's all good gifts, how in the world he talking about knowing the terror of the Lord? Now, you know who it's not going to be terrified for? Somebody like me and you that hear the word. I'm going to work out my salvation every day with fear and trembling. It's going to be glorious for us. Sister Tremaine, it's going to be glorious for us working out our salvation. I'm working out my salvation. I ain't got no time to be holding no unforgiveness for nobody. I ain't got no time to be acting no fool with you. I'm going to heaven and I ain't going to let you stop me. devil knows that some of us, oh, you make me mad. That revenge feeling, it'll make you act up. It ain't making me act up because I ain't going to hell. I'm working out my salvation. And I'm going to work it out till I die. All right, let's talk a little bit about how you work it out. It's obedience. Okay. Be ye doers of the word. Jesus was governed by the word. He was setting the example. He said, I'm the way. If you're going to get to heaven, you got to do it the way I did it. Jesus was governed by the word. Now, how was Jesus governed by the word? But I can just get in because I believe in what he did for me. That's lazy. That's a lazy salvation and a lot of lazy folks going to hell. Amen, amen. No, he said, if I did it, you got to do it. Amen. He said, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. If you hear the Bible, I teach the Bible. If I teach you the simple truths of the word of God and you hear it and you don't do it, You deceive your own selves. You know why some people deceive themselves? Because they done heard a lot of stuff about getting to heaven. God understand. God gonna let me in with sin. God, they done heard a lot of teaching. And they think those preachers told them the truth. This word telling us the truth. This word says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if, then watch this now, and see, heaven will pass away before anything in this Bible pass. If any be a hearer of the word, and you don't do the word, I'm putting paraphrasing it, but that's what it's saying, and you don't do what you hear, you like unto a man looking in a glass, you look into that mirror, you see your hair still nappy, you done ate a sandwich, you see marinade hanging in your mouth, you look at it, how ugly it look, and just walk away and just and don't do nothing about it. Same thing with the Bible. God tell you what to do in the Bible, and you're looking in this Bible mirror, and you just go right out and do your thing. God said them people going to hell. Now I'm telling y'all the truth. So why you preach about hell so much? I done preached about heaven almost all my life, and they ain't act right. So maybe I'll start preaching about hell. And maybe that'll make them act right. Not y'all. It says, for if anybody be a hearer, any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he behold himself and goeth away and straightway forget what manner of man he was. That Bible said don't lie. Go straight out and lie. How can you think you're going to heaven doing that? That Bible said forgive. Go straight out and keep that thing in your heart because you don't know what they did to me. You don't know how long hell is. It says, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. Work. Everybody say work. Work. All of these preachers saying that you don't work under the New Testament, they don't have a clue what they're talking about. They need to sit down and let me teach them the principle of work in the New Testament. One of the biggest ministers in this city, all over the world, and I ain't just picking on them. I use him because he's a spokesman for millions. Okay, I'm picking on that doctrine that deceiving folks. He teach that all you do is believe, you don't do nothing, no work. We don't offer bulls and goats. The work in the New Testament is obeying this word. Because then he started out talking about doing the word. Over here he said do all the work. Doing the word is the work in the New Testament. And if you claim you ain't got a work in the New Testament, preacher, you don't have a clue what you're teaching them people. And you're setting them peoples up to not pass the judgment seat of Christ. You got to do this Bible. And do it. And the way you work out your salvation is you obey and you continue obeying. That's called working out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Now let's go to something else. Look at Revelation 14. Revelation 14 and look at verse 9. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, it's talking about the Antichrist who is coming, and they're going to be saints during that day, but the spirit of the Antichrist is here right now. Okay, so some of this applies to us too, because his spirit is here. He's coming one day, but right now his spirit is here. So we still got to take heed to the same word of God. Okay, it says verse 10, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God. Anybody that's living by that spirit of the Antichrist or get in agreement with him when he come, you're going to drink of the wine of God's wrath. And what it mean by drink of the wine of God's wrath is going to be like, well, you're going to drink God's wrath. He's going to take, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Because what Jesus did for us was an awesome price. And for us not to take this salvation walk serious and work it out, his wrath going to be poured out on everybody that didn't obey him. So I fear God. I have a reverential respect for him. And I fear him so much that I live right. I live right every day. Ain't nothing in my heart against nobody. You know, I could have some things against some people because I've been done wrong. You know, they talk about me all the time. Yeah. They talked about Jesus. That's how I see it. Don't talk about me. Call my name 20 times. I ain't calling yours. Unless God tell me to check you as a leader. But as far as getting in that little boat with you, no. I'm working out my own salvation with fear and trembling. I ain't got time for you unless you want to be saved. That's how serious I take my salvation. All right, and it says, you're going to drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which he's poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. Paul, everybody know how good he is, but everybody don't know how mad he can get. And when that time come, the Bible said they're going to run and tell the mountain, fall on me. They're going to try to die and won't be able to die because they're going to have to face him before they die. It says, tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever. And they shall have no rest day or night who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Now that's people that's during the day of an Antichrist, and that's people during our day too that's going to serve themselves and serve their own sins and not God. Because if you're serving yourself and serving your sin, the spirit of the Antichrist have taken over your life. And so your torment will, the Bible said, forever and ever. Your torment and the smoke of your torment will go up forever and ever. Now I ain't trying to go there. I'm going to be saved, and I'm going to work out my salvation with fear and trembling. Rest of my life, because ain't nobody in this earth worth going to hell over. That's how you got to see it if you want to be saved. Here is the patience of the saints. You know what he said? Here is the patience of the saints. You know why I'm patiently living like I'm living, Sister God? Right here. That's why I take it, Tammy. That's why I just brush it off. It ain't worth it. It just ain't worth it. This is my patience. This is why I stay doing right. Here is the patience of the saints and they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus Christ. I'm going to keep God's commandments. I'm going to obey what this Bible say, because that's called working out my own salvation with fear and trembling. This is how you save yourself. Jesus done paid the price to save you, and you receive that freely, okay? Now, after you receive that freely, if you don't get off your hindquarters every day and obey God's word, you ain't working out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And I'm telling you, when you get to the end, even though you done accepted Jesus Christ, he will tell you, depart from me, because you did not do what I told you to do. Now, that's the real truth. It says, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, said the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors. And now watch this. Here's the key. And their works do follow them. Whoever you are, when you die, follow you right on into the next life. That's why I tell folks, now look, and it's not how many mistakes you've made, because I think I done made more than all of y'all. And it's not how many sins you have committed, okay? It's the fact that you have cleared your sins up with God. You've gotten forgiveness, and you've repented of those sins, and you made your mind up that I'm not going to die like that. Because hear me, and I'm going to give you the scripture. If anybody, I don't care if you're born again, you can speak with 20,000 tongues. If you die in sin, this Bible say, when I come, let him that's filthy be filthy still. Let him that is righteous be righteous still. Revelation 22:11. If you die in your sin, you will die lost. Because the Bible says that when you come to Christ, all of your unrighteous life is forgiven and wiped out, and God don't even have a record of it. He can look and say, I don't even have a record of nothing you did wrong. But the other side, Ezekiel 3:20 and Ezekiel 18, says that if you return back to your sins and you die in those sins, now if you repent, God will wipe it out again if he grants you repentance. But if you die in that sin, the Bible says that your righteous life, your righteous record is also wiped out, and God holds no record. And just like he's justified in looking at your past ugly life saying, I don't even see no past because I wiped it out. He's also justified in looking at a person who died in sin and said, I never saw you accept me. I never saw you go to church, because you died in your sins and everything you've ever done right was wiped out. And he can look at you and say, now depart from me, you that work iniquity. Somebody said, that's hard. No, it's not. It's fair, because he was fair in wiping out all your wrongdoing. Why you want now to do wrong? He don't want to deal with that. No, he's fair on both sides. He's a just God. And if you're still living, he's still giving you a chance. Ain't no leeway in this book. Ain't no, maybe they made it if they didn't, if they was living wrong. Mm-mm. This book said they didn't make it. You made it if you was died working out your salvation. You made it. Now that's it. That's the book. It says they rest from their labors. Whatever they was doing, they not doing that no more. I went and drove a truck the other day, and it's a brand new truck. Modern day technology is something else. Now in this truck, every single thing you do comes up on the man computer right in the, and the driver was driving, I was riding, and the driver went 1 mile per hour over the speed limit, and the guy called, "Why you speeding?" Every time you scratch a gear, they see it. I'm saying every time the truck stops, they see it. Every single movement in the truck is being recorded. Don't y'all know God got a bigger computer? He's recording while you're living. When you die, recorder stops. You pass to the other side, your data go with you. So let's make sure our data clean. That's all I'm saying. Get it right. Get it right. If you made a mistake or if you sin and you still breathing, you better quickly get that thing right and let God erase it. God, come on, thank God he got an eraser. Let God, man, I want mine like this. Elder, that's why I work out my salvation. If something came up in my conscience that I didn't do right, I'm running. I'll leave the church right now and go get y'all be pissed. Y'all need another preacher. If I thought about something, y'all call another preacher. I'm gone. Y'all, what apostle we left for? Apostle just thought about something. Y'all think I'm playing, but I'm so serious. I take my salvation just that serious. My mind is clear. My heart is clear. The pure in heart shall see God. And folks, don't let it, don't fool yourself. Ain't no impurity gonna see God. That's perfection. And perfection is nothing. Perfection don't mean that I'm humanly perfect. It means I'm godly perfect. It means that I'm taking God so serious, I'm keeping my heart clean. I'm keeping my mind clean. I ain't lying no more. I ain't stealing no more. Now you tell me you can't do that? Well, you can't go to heaven. Okay, your work's going to follow you. Go to Romans 2. Romans 2 and verse 11. Now watch this. Look at the Bible now, Romans chapter 2, verse 11. For there is no respecter person with God. God ain't got no favorites. I don't care if you're in the Baptist, the Methodist, the I don't care what church you go to. I don't care who proves your pastor. When you step up to that throne, did this word pastor you? And if that preacher lied to you, that preacher got you in trouble if he wasn't preaching this. It says, there is no respect of person with God, for as many as have sinned without the law shall perish. Perish without the law. Just because you didn't know it don't mean you ain't going to perish. Your conscience was telling you what was right. It says, for as many as have sinned without the law shall perish without the law. And as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. God got us all. And he's not willing that nobody be lost. He don't want none of us to be lost. That's why he let you live so long. 40 years is a long time, whether we think it or not. You know, I mean, it's short life, you know, a young life. But 40 years to make up your mind to get it right? 57 years, 58 years? That's a long time. And some of them years, I wasn't thinking right. Man, I look back now, I still wipe sweat. And I'm going to keep it right for the rest of my life. It says, not the hearer of the law is justified before God, but the doers of the law. Now, keep in mind, in the New Testament, we are not under the old covenant law, but the New Testament is still law. You're going down the road, you see a sign 50 miles an hour. Those are just words, but that's a law. You read the New Testament, they are just words, but that's a law. That's God's law in the New Testament. So don't get this mixed up with the old covenant law. And most of the teachers of the 21st century, when they see law, oh, just stay away from law. You ain't going to never get away from law. The whole universe is full of laws. We live in a United States of America is made up of laws. The universe, there's laws in the universe. You will never get away from laws. Never. If you do, you lawless. And all lawless, people going to be cast into the lake of fire. So he's talking about his word. It says, for not the hearer of the law are just before God, but the doer of the law. So that just tore up that doctrine, justification by faith, which means just believe, just place your faith and you justify. Bible says you till you do the word, you ain't justified till you do what God say. Verse 13. Now look at Romans 2, verse 6 and 9. I haven't gave you my opinion. All I've given you is the word of God. Amen. All I'm reading and teaching is the word of God. It says, who will render to every man. Somebody say every. Every less than one of us. Save the lost. Every one of us. He will render to every man according to what? I thought deeds don't matter after you get saved. Yeah, they matter, because he said, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. What you do after you give your life to Jesus Christ is being recorded. Data is being recorded. Every single thing we do. That's why we need to learn this Bible and do it. So it says he will render to according to his deeds. Now don't get me wrong. Now, if in your life, I want to make this clear now. If in your life you mess around and do something wrong, get that thing right fast as you can and try not to ever do it again. Because you don't know when you do wrong, you dying wrong. You don't know. And since you don't know when you're going to stop breathing, get it right. Get it right. Keep it right. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. God going to judge us by our deeds, how we lived our lives. That's why he gave us the Bible. Why would he give us the Bible and then give you grace to let you not obey the Bible? A lot of people deceive. They think that, though. A lot of folk going to leave church this morning and go straight on back out and sin because their pastor told them your sins don't matter. What you do don't matter because grace is all done at Calvary. Jesus did die at Calvary. Jesus did shed his blood. But if you don't obey his word, you won't get into his heaven. It says, to whom by patience and continuance and well-doing seek for glory and honor, immortality, eternal life. This is what you're going to get out of it. We already have it dwelling in us, but you have to inherit it too by the life you live. So it says, if you do well, if you continue, this is how you work out your salvation. Continue obeying God. Continue doing the word. When you do the word, you're doing well. You're going to get honor, immortality, eternal life out of this. And if you don't do it, you're going to get eternal death and destruction and punishment. Now, that's not worth it. It says, but unto them that are contentious, anybody contentious, you don't have to believe this. You can put up a debate. You can say, well, pastor, my other pastor taught me. Well, your other pastor lied. If he taught you different from this. It says, but unto them that are contentious and do not what? Obey. That's the key to working out your salvation with fear and trembling. Obeying the truth. To them that do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness. This is what God said. Now, he said he's no respecter person. Anybody living like that, he said indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul. Everyone, you're not exempt. And you can leave here today. You can leave. You can hear this and leave and go on back and sleep with that woman. You can go on back and lie. You can go on back and think you're fooling everybody. But data and your data are going to travel with you into the next life. That's why I live right. It says, every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first, also to the Gentile. He said, I'm starting with my people first. I'm going to get everybody else. God ain't playing. Okay, let's close with these few verses right here. John 12:48. Look at this. He that rejected me and rejected my words hath one that judgeth him. That's John 12:48. The words that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. These words right here that I'm teaching, going over, showing you. That's why I show you a lot of scriptures. Because this ain't no joke. And ain't but one plan of salvation. And after you get saved, you got to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. How you work it out? Obeying these scriptures. Jesus was governed by the word. And he said, now I'm the way. If I did it like this and you do it another way, how you expect you coming where I am? He said, these words going to judge you in the last day. Go to James 1:21, trying to show you how to work it out, how to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and all superfluousness and naughtiness, and receive with meekness. See this? This is a choice. This is called repentance here. At some point, you got to lay down any ugly ways that we have, and all of us done had them. Now, if you don't lay it down, I'm trying to tell you, if you don't come to the place where you lay that ugly stuff down and you think God just going to accept that, then I'm telling you, this Bible says your dad are going to enter right on into heaven with you. And when God judge, he going to go to the book and he going to judge your life by that book. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, if you did something ugly and you repented and got forgiveness, that won't be mentioned. It's just that if you die in sin, that he going to judge you by. And there ain't going to be no rewards given for that. I mean, good rewards. He going to tell a bunch of preachers. I'm telling you, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, that's about preachers. A lot of preachers going to lose their soul because they told people lies and they misled people. And preachers going to lose their soul, and then everything they worked on and worked for going to be burned up too. But they're going to go to a department in hell where they're going to receive punishment greater than anybody, because we're going to receive the greater condemnation. I better know what I'm talking about when I'm talking to you, because I'll go to hell and I'll be punished just higher than the devil, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. This is something that's not taught enough in the body of Christ. Your soul is not saved yet. Your soul has been sanctified, preserved to be saved when you stop breathing. 1 Peter 1 verse 9, Hebrews 10 verse 37, 38, Hebrews 3 verse 6, 3 verse 14, all over the Bible. Your soul is not born again. Your soul was washed, sanctified, and preserved to be saved at the end of your life. But your soul will not be saved if you don't work it out with fear and trembling. Last two from Jesus. If you don't believe nothing I taught, maybe you'll believe Jesus. Last two scriptures from Jesus. Matthew 7:21. Not everyone that said to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Well, Jesus, who gonna enter? He that do the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Jesus said, for I say unto you that except your righteousness, there's a teaching in the body of Christ now that says, I ain't got no righteousness. I'm only righteous because of his righteousness. And that sounds pretty. Sounds pretty. Because he did make me righteous. But that got more folks fooled because they claim it's not my righteousness, it's his, okay? And I'm not perfect, but I believe on him, and I'm perfect because of him. That's baloney. Jesus is going to tear that doctrine up. Because Jesus said, I died to make you righteous. Now I'm going to stand back, and I done told you what to do. Now your righteousness better be right. It ain't my righteousness now. I got you in this thing because I paid for it. But right now, I told you, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. That becomes your righteousness. That is your righteous walk before God. And most of the church is taught, it ain't my righteousness. It's his. It ain't mine. I ain't got none. It's his. If you ain't got none, you ain't got no place in heaven.
Well, we're just about out of time, but thank you for tuning in today. And I want you to go search the scriptures. The Bible said in Philippians 2 verse 12, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Once you have come into the body of Christ and you've received the free gift, the Bible said, for by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. But after you've received that free gift, now the Bible says, work it out. The Bible said we are his workmanship, created unto good works. Glory to God. And we need to go to work. And that work is simply obeying the scriptures after you have given your life to Jesus. And if you work it out, glory to God, at the end, you shall receive a glorified soul. The Bible said a soul is in the process of being born again. 1 Peter 1:9, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. It's a common salvation. All of us have to be in the same plan. God bless you. I want to encourage you to go to our website, www.someonecaresministry.org, for more free teaching. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. You can call us at 225-272-6647. Apostle Lewis said, we love you. Thank God for you. And remember, Jesus cares for you.